Blog Talk Radio.
Full of digits and she just won't take none. Tell her mama wanna get mad, saying she don't wanna share what she has. Ain't no particular one that's sitting in a water gun. So many that I want. How she likes the way that I pop.
And the other one,
and she wanna just watch. I'm game for any damn thing, but there's more than 200 things that's ready to go.
Tonight, Rich Money, and this is the last UAR radio show for 2013. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because none of this would be possible. Now, the mayor's supposed to be here. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on, but for as of right now, I'm taking over. I'm running. This is Rich Money. And what we're going to do, we ain't going to do a lot of talking as usual. This is UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, and we're going to get right into it. Right now, we're going to start off with Miss Vanity by Journal here on GQ Palace Radio.
You think you're special, but you're really not. You think you got it all, but what have you really got? Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right love, but not the right mind. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you love, it will be
something. But here comes the coldest part. It's cold out there when you're lonely in the dark. You're trying to warm up to material things and they just ain't working, so you try to call me, but no, I'ma be down. Moving on to the next one. While you're trying to sleep with shopping bags and your checkbook.
Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it?
Edition. Make sure you get in for that. DQ Palace also selling tickets. You can reach Lavina, myself, Rachel, Miss Deanne, who's coming on after tonight, after the show tonight, Deanne Lane with Love, Life, and Loyalty, and Angie as well. Don't forget, we're taking DQ Palace to a whole nother level next year. Like I said, we're doing big things and more things to come. Also, don't forget, we have 9 different episodes a week. I'm going to run that down to y'all in a minute. But first, I want to get into this fire track right here. This is by Sicko, First Step, here on GQ Palace Radio Love and Entertainment. It's-
Lord, no!
Give my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to this church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived. I just want to take a second, I'm going crazy. They say the sun is out, for me it's been snowing lately. Hunger down the race of things that used to motivate me. And these little dudes tempting me to show them crazy. wind blowing through the window. Prime time sweating got me stuck up on my bench flow. But the storm ain't over, it's still raining. So go figure why I'm still out in the field banging. I don't feel painin', I got used to it. I see the storm coming, I just move through it. I gotta pray to make it. Spend so much time trying to embrace it, cause I'm dying to be favored. Read through all the specs, but only abide by the basics. Slow paper done divided me from what's sacred. Hatred in the heart, I don't like it, I know it's wrong. But me protecting me is the way I've been holding on. Cause I've been through it so frequent, I know the storm. And it's accumulating, so I resume with patience. And when I make it to the top, I got some rumors waiting. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. Where it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again.
Where they ain't got it together, where they riding together, but they ain't rotting together. Cause they ain't plotting to sell her. Ego high to the measure, now who's hotter than pepper? Calm your little nerves and move your mind off the metal. How you moving? Cause my focus is who's designing my pedal. Need a little for bread, but I'm entwined with the light. Cause I'm just trying to become like a designer to Christ.
Like a designer to Christ.
But if you find what you like, then you can sign with the trife. But I'm with mine for the nine. Me, I'm on the good side, hood side still. Got a testimony crazy and it's worth a couple mil. I know a dude, they like brothers, for real. And he put out word as own brother probably swear. I'm like probably for real with that poverty appeal. I bang the doors down, hit my will. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. I swear it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again. Trying to do it again. I gotta do it again.
I'ma trust in you. I'ma trust in you.
We back. That was First Step by my man Sickle. Like I said, GQ Palace got a lot of things going on. We got the GQ Palace magazine that's taking it to the next level. We got 9 different episodes a week with 12 different hosts. You know, we got new and bigger things coming for each show starting for the year 2014. On Monday, like tonight, you got UAR Unsigned Artist Radio with random hosts. You know, the mayor is usually one of the hosts, but we also have random hosts as well from 8 to 9. Playing the hottest up-and-coming artists and pioneer music ever heard. Then from 9 to 11, we have Ms. Deanne Lane and her co-host, Roozy, with Love, Life, and Loyalty. Then on Tuesdays, we have the GPS from 8 to 10 with the mayor, bringing you the bigger picture in sports. Then we hit Wednesday with the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy, from 7 to 9, Angie, Rachel, and T, bring you their grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Right after them on Wednesdays, we have my man Chicky Chick Fall Out Comedy from 9 to 10, bringing you the funniest laughing jokes on Radio Live. Then on Thursdays, we hit an 8 to 10 with Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin, bringing you that truth to the matter feedback and relationships. That's from 8 to 10 on Thursdays. Then on Fridays, you're with me, your host, Rich Money, with Love Entertainment from 6 to 9, bringing you the GQ General Question, interviewing up-and-coming artists, and also having special guests on as well, doing the entertainment thing. Then on Sunday, you have Spiritual Sunday with Miss Lavina Polite, bringing you the most powerful ministers, evangelists, pastors, and elders, playing gospel music, quoting scriptures of the Bible, sending out prayer, and also feel free to give your testimony as well. Call in and do that. And right after Miss Lavina Polite from 7 to 9, we have Crossroad Temple with Scribby Timothy Hunter. And he's doing his thing. He's interviewing gospel artists, hip-hop gospel artists as well. Don't forget, like I said, GQ Flowers taking it to the next level. We're not going to do too much talking, like I said. We're going to get into this new joint right here. Well, not new. To you, it might be new. It's Burn It Up by K Desert here on GQ Palace Radio. UAR is burning.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
Keep a new anthem for your team. Fresh jeans or your dress codes. East to the west coast. In the dirty shorty, about to get with two lesbos. Clean in the dirtiest streets where the killers is parasitic. All they do is feed. OT where there's no winter. G's in the go-getters. Young boys are dead. You're on the corner where they call cheddar. She produce a product you need. Bad freaks named Alicia have them moving them keys. And I ain't talking about the singer or piano with the fingers on the app where they re-up making cash where they sell cheetah. Speed. Hustle harder, don't eat. And if you ain't welcome over here, then you better leave. And if your man speaks the threatens and he won't stop yelling, dude, just smoke kick rocks, then this is what you tell him. Tell him.
Take it on the hot, take it on the hot. Take it on the hot, take it on the hot.
If you know what I mean, know your boy gotta keep something slick up his sleeve. Money green, what I network, believe I'm an expert. Skilled in the field of tripling my net worth. Hey, pa, never been afraid of none of y'all. Plus I hit hard, stay in the Bronx like A-Rod. On the scene where they bubble up, team make them double up. Mad cause we carry kerosene, make them burn it up. Muscle game weak, he about to catch a hernia. Ice grills could kill, then he would be a murderer. But that's about it cause he ain't really about to keep coming in like you big, then he go. Get out it slim. You don't want it with them, cause wow. We can make a perfect blend of the ground of your chin. And if the man wanna bleed, acting like he won't breathe, hit him with the ultimatum, pull out a good squeeze. Yeah.
Take it on the hot, take it on the hot, take it on the hot, take it on the hot.
If you know what I mean, wore the right amount of bread, said she'd do anything. You need this, she would get low. Imagine for the whole low. Homegirl won't bring a friend, cause she says she cut though. This is how you stunt though, say they both can't go. Invitation just for the arrangement, so you don't know. Don't wanna be your man, huh? I ain't with the handcuffs. Know you wanna slide, so just get inside the damn truck. Ready for your plans up, I'm a busy man, love. Next time you see me, probably be in Atlanta. Crew with the scramblers, moving money handlers. Cold shots on corporate level blocks, etc. Coming better, hurry up. Small talk, shut it up. Need a package delivered and you can be the carrier. I keep on ripping and she just won't listen. Stick to the script, miss, or you take it on the hot.
Take it on the hot, take it on the hot. Take it on the hot, take it on the hot.
You gotta
burn it up.
Again,
take it on the hot.
take it on the hop, take it on the hop. Burn it up.
Yes, that's that fire by K Desert, burn it up. Remember where you heard it, Jesus, loving and sustaining. What we're going to do right now, we're going to slow up the pace a little something. You know what I mean? Because we ain't going to keep playing the hip-hop all night. This is the last show for 2013 of UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's listening. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air. Don't forget, GQ Palace, we thank all our supporters. We thank all our listeners, all our call-ins, all our guests that came on each and every show. Shout out to everybody that supported GQ Palace, came on for GQ Palace, shared links with GQ Palace, you know. And the love that we get is just, it can't be explained how much love GQ Palace get from everybody, almost over 65,000 listeners. But what I want to do right now, I want to slow up the pace a little something, you know what I mean? And I'm going to send this one out to my baby because she always be there for me, you know what I mean? I may act like a knucklehead sometimes. She put me in my place and all that, you know what I'm saying? So she's my fiance, my executive producer, my best friend, my soulmate, my heart, my love, my everything. So this next joint I'm sending out to her, this is going out to me. My baby.
Touching on my body, rubbing on me softly. I can't tell by the way that you staring at me that you wanna do me nasty. That she wanna do me nasty. No, I ain't creeping, I ain't searching, I ain't peeking. I'm just looking for that sweet old love that I know that you've been missing. Girl, I ain't tryna play no games. It's still the same. Nothing ain't changed. I can't lie, I ain't trying to fight, I'm just trying to get love tonight. You do your thing, that little thing, that little thing you do. When you hold my name, you do your thing. You know that thing, that little thing you do. When you hold my name.
Here on GQ UAR. Let's make it happen, baby. I've been having a little technical difficulty going on tonight. I don't know whether GQ Palace or, you know, Blog Talk must be trying to bring GQ Palace in with a bang, because I really don't know what was going on with the technical difficulty right now. But that was
how you doing, man?
Going on.
I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on right now. right now. I really don't know what's going on right now, but I do apologize for the technical difficulty and all that. But what I want to do, I want to speed up the tempo. Maybe that's it. We need to speed up the tempo a little something. And I'm going to get into this little joint right here. It's Here For You by Delphonics Review featuring Rick Ross here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. All right, y'all? So we just, I apologize again for the technical difficulties, but we about to make it happen. We're going to take it to another level. Let's go. Here For You.
I ain't gonna lie no more. I'ma be honest. This one time. Come here, pretty girl. Church.
Don't have to say goodbye.
I apologize for the person I am. And the ways I'm setting.
I am here for you.
I'm just trying to provide
you.
Sure, I'm complete. I stare at your pretty lips, can't smoke around you, so I hit it and I kill it quick. I respect you as a blessing, an investment. I thank you for every turkey bacon breakfast. Early in the morning, while I'm yawning, you roll over on daddy, climb on it. Grab a fresh fruit, stab in your legs, scoop. If you slip and fall, I'll be there for your rescue. I really need you to see the world. Trips to Geneva, girl, right, and that's my reefer twirl. Streets got it in the soda, beef won't stop. It takes me to place me on top. Gaze through the windshield. Baby girl, I been real. Tell me how the temp feel when a real pimp near. But I'm a friend too. Show you what we been do. Walk to the shark bar. Keep it real simple. Come on. Coming home to all this newfound sunshine. I ain't get a letter from my homies one time, but she was there for me, ain't miss one time. I got plans for her, put a rock on her hands for her. I'ma be there every chance for her. I plan a Bella home with a pillin' dome. Two Dobermans, fuck it, throwin' the picture phone. I was raised to eat, you had to get your own. Don't front, had to get your own. But you was willing to do anything to get your own. Traffic in the cabinet, even get the kitchen going. Other than the scared, you the one they snitching on. Hope the people fingerprint you scared when they kick it open. I got another plan, brother, take your woman hand. Take it to the motherland, I need another rubber band. We finna escape the ghetto. We finna escape the poverty. It's on my mama right here. And I'm taking my family and my niggas with me, baby. And I want you to be here with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm the future of the South and the future in the voucher. Do you for an ounce? I move niggas out. 760 LI live on the E-way. She keep it live, she don't vibe with the he said. She don't sniff draws, call your in-laws. Her main complaint is, damn, why 10 cars? I try to make her proud, being that I come from nothing. She know deep inside I'm really shy when in public. You change your subject, think I need another budget. Riding in the bed, driving like I'm in the bucket. She love my wild side, she know I'm about mine. How we lay on the beach, outside. Apple Martini bikini, ain't wrapped up in TV. Give me that when you see me, Ross, it's for proceeds. We flow Midwest to East Coast, just for the ski slopes. Maybe we should eat low, what you say, huh? Check it out. I'm doing this like nobody else, baby. That's on my menu, you know what I'm saying? And I'ma keep it real to you. I ain't gonna lie to you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do like a motherfucker. I ain't gonna slide y'all, baby. I ain't gonna miss you. When you see the 600, it's real. I ain't gonna let your life go off and not come through for you. That's what them doing. They ain't hating, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was wanting to miss you before. But I done playing with feet, baby. This is respect, man. As long as I keep touching this dog food, yo baby, you can lay back and just look good, for real. Keep hiding your hoes, baby. And when you come to my show, I'ma holler at you. I'ma smoke one with you, boo. I'ma drink some with you. Just holler at me.
Welcome back to the Palace. I am your host, Rich Money, and tuning in, you know, taking over for my man, the mayor, tonight. And with me, I have the one and only, my man, King Roozy in the building. King Roozy, what's up,
baby? Yeah. Turn up. What's up, homeboy? How y'all doing tonight?
Same old. Y'all, appreciate you joining me tonight. I know you got a show going on after this, you know, but I appreciate you taking the time out to tune in. We got a lot of listeners on the air listening right now. So why don't you let them know who King Roozy is and what you got going on right now?
Well, King Roozy is a lot of people, man. I started out doing music. I still do music. I'm real big in the music industry down here in Atlanta. I probably got a total somewhere around 40,000 followers. That's not a whole lot, but it's enough. They're all real people. And I support the independent industry. I'm an independent artist myself. You know, all my stuff out on iTunes and everywhere all around the world. So I call it support because I support independent artists. You know, a lot of people don't.
Exactly. I definitely feel you on that. And it's good that you support a lot of independent artists because a lot of people don't even bother with you. But I mean, that's the good thing about it. Now, what we're doing tonight, we just chopping up. You know, it's the last show for 2013. Well, actually, your show with D'Ann Lane that y'all have coming up next is actually the last show for 2013. So let's just wing it a little. You know, just sit back and relax. We're gonna get into another joint in a minute. But what you got set for the new year? You know, that's right around the corner. That's tomorrow. What you got set for?
Oh, that's crazy, dude. That's crazy. I got some stuff popping, man. You know, my New Year's resolutions. The main one I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start accepting the truth and embrace the truth more. That's how I'm gonna do it. I'm embracing the truth this year, and the only way they're gonna find out the rest of it, they're gonna have to watch, they're gonna have to listen in on the show, and they'll find out the rest of my resolution, because there's two parts to my resolution. Okay, that's the main one, and then I got two other parts up under that fit right. It's right there with accepting the truth and embracing it and encouraging people to roll with the truth.
I feel you on that. I definitely feel you
keeping
on that.
Keeping it real, bro. I'm keeping it real this year, bro.
No doubt. That's what we're going to... That's what a lot of people need to do, because a lot of people, you know, they fake funks and, you know, they talk about it, but they're not about it. But you know what, King Roozy? We're going to come back and we're going to get back on the air and finish up here. You know, but I want to get into this joint right now. It's by my man Boogie Black, Half Past Three. You know? I don't know if you've heard it yet.
Boogie Black, man.
All right, so we definitely going to get into that right now. This is my man, Boogie Black, Half Past Three, here on GQ Palace Radio. I'm the man, Rich Money, chilling with my man, King Roozy. It's about to happen. Show.
Hey, this is DJ Kev Ski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio.
New York, please talk to him, Otis. Dynamic duo, Batman and Batman.
I feel like I'm gonna kiss you.
Shout out to all you Robins. Boogie Black, lead away. What you say?
Boogie just stepped in the club.
Make you say,
all the feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might tell you I'm old school, new school, no school rules. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing.
That's that Boogie Black joint right there. Is King Roozy still with me?
King Roozy is still in the building, baby. You know how
right,
we do
right,
it.
All right, there. You go there. You go there. You go there. King Roozy, you got a lot of people out here, you know, they say they know about New Year. Some people just consider it another day. Some people consider starting the whole year all over, starting fresh, doing everything different, doing everything, you know, some new and improved stuff. How do you feel about that?
Well, honestly, I think that more artists should focus on what their strong points are, you know, and then look at your fan base. You got to look at what kind of fan base are you picking, okay? Because if you pick a whole bunch of people that love what you do, but they don't have no money, with all due respect, you're not making no money. So you got to pick the right fan base and then cater you to your fan base. And that way you can start that link and start making money. It's all about making money and giving people what they want. You know, but if you're giving them what they want, they're going to give you what you need to keep going. It's just a hobby. If you're not making money at it, it's a hobby.
Exactly. I definitely agree with you on that, because you got a lot of people that don't know what the New Year's bring. A lot of artists that really don't know what music is as well. You got some artists that feel like, you know, they can make a song, and it's not as easy as, you know, they claim for it to be. You know what I mean? Because when you do that one song, if you sign that contract and you got to do another whole CD, it's not as easy as to make a scene, because one song has to be hotter than the next. That's the way I see it. The second song has to be hotter than the first song. You understand?
Yeah, and that's hard to do, man, you know, especially if a person do a song and they copy what somebody else did and did it a little bit differently and got it out there. Okay, now they loving what you put out there, and now they coming for more, but now you got to go back to where you got that first one. And you see what I'm saying? So originality is definitely important. But, you know, you got to have the right, like I say, man, you know, if you like hardcore trap music, that's your fan base. You know what I'm saying? If you like pop rap, that's your fan base. You know, and if you like gospel rap, that's your fan base. Some people are even into like jazz rap and stuff, man. I've heard people do all kind of stuff, you know. But the main thing is you got to have that fan base. You got to be in a position to be able to build that fan base. A lot of people think they can build fan base in the club. Now, I'm not saying that you can't build a fan base in the club, but you're going to have to keep going to that club, because the same people go to the club a little bit, but every week it's always somebody different, you know, that's coming in.
Exactly.
So you got to stay in that club, stay in that particular club just to gain the people out of that place. It's a lot of street work and leg work involved in that, and a lot of times it don't pay off, you know?
Exactly. I definitely feel you on that. Well, what we're going to do right now, King, we're going to get into this next joint. It's called Jive Pretenders by my man Kasim Allah featuring Brand Nubian. This is an exclusive. You know what I mean?
Please,
so we're going to get into that
please,
right
that's
now.
That's what we need to hear. I like that name.
No doubt. We're going to get into that. And just to let y'all know, you know, GQ Palace.
Ain't worried about none. Mm-hmm. Nigga.
Yo. So we're going to get into that right now. Let's make it happen, baby.
I gotta kick this thing off. Fellas, can I kick it off?
Yeah. That's what happened, man. Like we rap.
Peace. I come in the divine name of
cause the law, many called and I came. Explosive, I blow the devil out the frame. The God used to build the greed to make it rain. The foundation, the energy to spark off creation. Zig zag zig, I can dig a new nation from the soil of the mother of civilization. Traveling at a high speed of rotation on our way around the light source of the whole you and I. First when we build, make originals unify. Don't fear the devil now that I'm a grown man. The God used mathematics now to own land. Move the water and draw it up in a fine mist. Rain down wise words on the mic like this. Hit a cold current, just ice won't miss. Leave them froze, understanding the pros of law spit.
True and true God, you said your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is the God. Show and prove God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is the God. Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from. Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, what it do, baby?
Yeah. Now we don't, you know, we're gonna do our thing, man, you understand?
Peace. I come in the divine name of Lord Jamal Allah. I represent the sun, moon, and stars. The customary greeting when they meet the God. And your arms too short, you can't defeat the God. See, we the 5%ers, y'all the job pretenders. For a show, we arrive wherever they send us. The best part of the earth's all I care about. The worst part, give a fuck about your whereabouts. Can be the sound when I air them out. And if the ground shake, it's cause I make earthquakes. Rain, hail, snow, son of man, take credit. Polarity shift, understand magnetic. See, this is living mathematics. Fucking with the gods, are giving you a breathing apparatus. And I don't mean to be dramatic, electric and static, cause we can have it through the Asiatic.
You said your name is Allah, true and living son of man, yo, Allah is the God.
Show
and prove God, he said his name is Allah, true and living son of man, yo, Allah is the God. Now if it wasn't for the stars, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from. Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, what it do, baby?
Yeah, Sadat X, the self-savior, only showing righteous behavior.
Yeah.
Okay. The trick's interpretation caused problems in the nation.
We're going to pick this up a little something. Let me bring it to y'all real. Here we go, job. Let's make it happen.
I come in the divine name of cause the law, many called and I came. Explosive, I blow the devil out the frame. The God used to build the greed to make it rain. The foundation, the energy to spark off creation. Zig zag zig, I can dig a new nation from the soil of the mother of civilization. Traveling at a high speed of rotation on a way around the light source of the whole U.S.
I don't think y'all ready for this right now. I don't think y'all ready for this right now. It's going down hard body for real, real talk. Let's go, let's make it happen.
I come in the divine name of cause the law, many called and I came. Explosive, I blow the devil out the frame. The God used to build the greed to make it rain. The foundation, the energy to spark off creation. Zig zag zig, I can dig a new nation from the soil of the mother of civilization. Traveling at a high speed of rotation on a way around the light source of the whole you and I. First when we build, make originals unify. Don't fear the devil now that I'm a grown man. The God used mathematics now to own land. Move the water and draw it up in a fine mist. Rain down wise words on the mic like this. Hit a cold current, just ice won't miss. Leave them froze, understanding the pros of law spit.
Show and prove God, you said your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is your God. Show and prove God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is your God.
Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, so what it do, baby?
Hey, I come in the divine name of Lord Jamal Allah. I represent the sun, moon, and stars. The customary greeting when they meet the God.
and your arm's too short. You can't defeat the guard. You be the 5%ers, y'all the God pretenders. For a show we arrive wherever they send us. The best part of the earth's all I care about. The worst part, give a fuck about your whereabouts. Heavy the sound when the air am out. And if the ground shakes, it's cause I make earthquakes. Rain, hail, snow, sun, and man take credit. Polarity shift, understand magnetic. See, this is living mathematics. Fucking with the gods is giving you a breathing apparatus. And I don't mean to be dramatic. Electrostatic is wreaking havoc through the ABS.
So and true, God, you said your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is the God. So and true, God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is the God. Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from. Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, yo, what it do, baby.
Yeah, the Dot X, the self-savior. Only showing righteous behavior.
Peace to the God.
Okay. The trick's interpretation caused problems in the nation. But I thought don't improve. Now my nation's on the move. If my knowledge don't build, it will be destroyed. Every point on my flag is a lesson. If you don't live out the greed, you just messing. If it can't be reformed, then you will be stormed. God deal with understanding. Create my own universe. You have to be hurt, scared to say you God. Worried about being seen as odd. The half-men laugh when they spread the trick knowledge. The preacher went to college and learned it took a minute. He don't deal with equality, with him I can't build. I will cut off his head with his poisonous shield. My culture is my life, that's what I'm here for. Allah manifest that in 1964. Meet me at the power hour, cause Sim Jamon Lee. We gon' build on the day and have some good God
dreams. Yo, it's true, God, you said your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is your God. Show it true, God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, a law is your God. Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from. Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, know what it do, baby.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back. King Rouge, you there? Tell me what you thought about that joint right there.
I'm liking that, man. I'm going to tell you something. I was just thinking right before you came back on, man, how, you know, I used to live up in the city. And while I was up there, man, a lot of people had that flavor like that. And I couldn't find that nowhere else when I left. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could find it here and there, you know, but people are not really into it like they are in New York, man. And I miss that, man. So I appreciate dude for doing that. And I appreciate you for playing that because that gave me like a little flashback almost from when I was living up in the city, you know.
Yeah, see, a lot of people out right now, they don't understand. Like the pioneers, they still got it, but they ain't getting that push like they was getting back then because, you know, like these new artists, they got all this, you know, materialistic things going on and the booty shaking and the booty slapping, you know. And that's
right.
The bad thing about it, you know what I mean? But, you know, some of the up-and-coming, some of the pioneers need to realize the fact of, you're too old. Some of them, they need to realize you're too old to be on that stage. You know, so help out some of the new artists that's coming out now. You understand what I mean?
Right.
So to me, it's like you're trying to get back what you already had. Your time is up. It's over.
Well,
you know what I mean? If you still want to be involved with it, help an artist that's trying to come out now instead of trying to get yourself out, which is damn near going to catch a heart attack on the stage. You understand?
Okay. I already know. Okay. I already know, bro, you know, and it's kind of hard, bro, when you're talking to a lot of people, man, that was doing the thing big back then, and then they got older, and then they never, you know, they never felt like they really reached their peak. You know, it's almost like a boxer, man. You know, dude get knocked out every day going to fight. Why you keep getting in the ring? Because he felt like he could have did better than what he either he felt like he could have did better, or he felt like, man, I'm broke. I got to get paid. This is all I got popping. Let me get it. But you're right, man. You're absolutely 100% right. And I tell you what, Rich, I know this for sure, bro, from personal experience. When you help other people out like that, okay, when you be a blessing to people like that, you can't lose because you can't never you can't never get more than what you're going to get back. You feel me? But a lot of people don't think like that. They think, well, I don't have it now. Let me get it first. But no, if you give now, it's gonna, everything else going to turn open, and then next thing you know, man, you rolling, you know?
Exactly,
but
for sure.
A lot of people, and here's the kicker, a lot of times when they do get that spot, boy, when they get that spot, when they hit that lick, you know, when they reach that point where they've been fighting for all their life, they don't even try to reach back, man. They forget about all them people that supported them a lot of times, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know what, Kim Rouge, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Of course, you know, you got Mr. Stanley coming up next. You're a co-host, so you definitely tune in for that. The lines is flooded. You know, like I said, this is the last show, UAR, for 2013. I want to wish everybody, the whole GQ Palace family, a happy and blessed New Year's. We're going to get into this last song right here before we bring Ms. Deanne Lane on for Love, Life, and Loyalty, and her co-host as well, King Roozy. We're going to play this last joint. It's called So Beautiful by Kay. She's 11 years old. When you hear this,
wow,
it's going to blow your mind. She's 11 years old.
Wow.
And they're taking her to another level. She was in Source Magazine. She was on the Friday show. She done performed
wow
in a lot of places already. So,
that's how you get it, man. You got
to
get it, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So tune in for that, everybody. Coming up next, we have Miss Deanne Lane, Love, Life, and Loyalty, with her co-host, King Roozy. I am your host for tonight, Rich Money on UAR. Shout out to my man, the mayor. I know he probably was doing something because he don't never do dumb stuff like this, so it had to be an emergency that he had to take care of. Shout out to the whole GQ Palace. I want to wish everybody a safe, happy, and blessed New Year. See y'all next year. Rich Money, GQ Palace, Love, Entertainment, UAR Radio. It's butter, baby. Let's go.
The way you are. good evening, everybody. This, you know, if you probably already heard, our last show of 2013. Oh, my goodness. This is D.N. Lane. And we are here on Love, Life, and Royalty with my co-host, King Moosey. Where you at? King Moosey,
yeah,
where you at?
Yeah. No, I'm here. How you doing, Miss Deanne Lane?
I'm fine, Mr. King Moosey. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, all right.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy holidays. And just being that this is the end of 2013, wow, you know, it's really something to really, you know, embrace. Like, I'm never going to see this time ever again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
What it is, man. Boy, come and go real quick. Real
that's
quick.
Right. You're talking about coming and going, like resolutions. You know what? Listen, mm-hmm. Big Frank. Tonight, we're talking about making New Year's resolutions you cannot possibly reach. Okay? That's all. We're going to
okay.
be realistic. We're going to be real tonight. All right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk about you, me, myself, and I. Can I talk about
that's
you?
That's how we're going to run it.
How are we going
to
run it?
I'm very interested to see, you know, some of the different ideas that people have for their resolutions this year.
Oh, I got some.
But I know I'm ready with mine.
Oh,
I hope
you
have yours. I don't have mine.
You got yours. I have mine too. Mine are very simple. I don't do more than three. I'm very realistic. I don't want to try to climb Mount Everest. You know, I like to stay on the ground, keep it simple, stay close to home.
That's right.
That's right.
I could agree with that. I could agree with that. You know, mine's real simple as well. I really just have one, and it's got two parts to it.
Well, not yet. Wait a minute. Hold that thought. I want you to hold that thought, though. Before we start talking about it, being we threw the topic out, making New Year's resolutions you can't possibly reach, we're going to take a break, though. But before we go, I want everybody out there who's listening, give us a call here at GQ Powers Radio, Love, Life, and Loyalty, 206-200-3838, press 1. I'm acting up tonight because I just can't wait to get to the topic because the things that I found, you know, me and my statistics, I love talking about these.
Right.
So, King Roosie, hold your tongue. I'm going to hold mine. We're going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back, okay?
What you know about the grind in the streets? He moving work out of town every week. I know about it. What you know about them girls on the pole? She make her money every night taking off her clothes. I know about it. Yep, I know about it. Struggling and stressing, that's why I come up in this bitch with aggression. Where I'm from, niggas die every day. Bet you ain't never seen a nigga die in your face. The life, the sacrifice, grind, the grind, to give. With her for life, I know about it. Bet y'all know something about it. 3 years he been doing the same thing. You can hang it up, you'll never get a ring. Cause I know about it. Bet I know something about it. Cause all my life I've been struggling and stressing. That's why I come up in this bitch with aggression. Where I'm from, it ain't flowers and candy. I'm just happy the life didn't get me. The life, the sacrifice, grind, to give to us. I know about it. Don't judge if
and I made it my wife, wife. I made it my wife, I couldn't afford, but I made it my price. Cause all of the lights, the money, the cars, even the ice, I wanted it all. So we was up nice from selling the raw and ducking them D's from a hell of a charge. I wanted to shine amongst the stars, I wanted to grind, they telling me nah. I felt like these niggas was telling me so. My mama, she told me I'm headed for bars. And where did it take? To a cell in the yard. Running ball with the killers, killers. Talking fellas and all.
The life is sacrifice. Grind the grind to give us. I know about it. Don't judge if you don't know nothing about it. We try and try to live it right, but we get blinded by the light.
And you know what? That was My Life by K. Michelle featuring Meek Mills. Did you like that song, King Roozy?
Yeah, that was very interesting. I hadn't heard that one before.
Me
and,
either. I caught the groove.
Yeah.
I caught the groove coming right out the gate. I said, ah, na, 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 na. Oh, okay. I'm not going to act this tonight. Okay, so listen. Tonight's topic, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to be real tonight. Making New Year's resolutions you cannot possibly reach. So,
yeah.
Let's talk
I, you
about
know, I started thinking about some resolutions. I mean, at that point, you just got to start picking out stuff that, okay, if I want to change the world, what would I do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's something. What, you think is that realistic for some people, changing the world?
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. In some cases, people have changed the world with things they've done, you know?
I believe
not
that.
Necessarily good things, but they've done things to change the world.
You got that right.
I wonder if that was their resolution.
Stop acting up. So listen, before we get some our guests on the line, our co-host that we have on the line. We have Mario there. We're going to have Love Child there. We have Mastel on the line. But before we bring them in, I want to break something down to you. You know how I am with being factual and staying close to the truth. I went today, and I called up a friend. I said, listen, I need something based on someone's mindset when it comes down to making, you know, resolutions, right? So
right.
He sent me to the University of Saccharin, the Journal of Clinical Psychology, okay? Talking about what's in people's head, okay? I like to talk about what's in your head. So with that being said, just out of curiosity, what do you think are the three, I'm going to ask you a question off the top of my head, what are the three top New Year's resolutions for 2014? Do you know? Just give me the top three. So
I'm going to take a swing at it. I'm going to say lose weight.
Okay.
Quit smoking. And, start going to church.
Oh, okay. You know what? That may fit in there. Okay. I'm not going to tell you the answer yet. I'm not going to tell you the answer yet. But you're wrong. And one, you know what? You're wrong in two of the cases. You got one right.
But
they actually gave us a list for the top 10 New Year's resolutions for 2014. And you said smoking. Smoking is even cut the halfway point. So people still want to die.
Really?
Nah, bro, it's all the way down the bottom of that list.
I have my resolution. See, that's perfect. But go ahead.
All right, so we got this crazy list. So you know what? Is Mario there? Mario, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, hey, Mario. Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, Mario.
Hey, Mario, the council's in the house tonight, y'all. Well, you know, Mario, tonight is our last show for 2013, and we know what the topic is, making New Year's resolutions you cannot possibly reach. Question, what do you think of the top three New Year's resolutions for 2014?
The top three. I'm going to say one is to lose weight.
Okay.
Two is become more spiritual. And 3, maybe quit drinking.
Oh, darn. You know what?
That's a good one.
Well, that's not even that. No. You got one right, but the other two, no. Not. It's Love Child. Listen, before we call Love Child online, Mario, so let me ask you a question. You're a counselor, and what do you think should be the top three resolutions?
Well, you know, I think people should take a look at themselves and try to see what they need to work on within themselves and see what it is. You know, set goals and see what they should be. I think one resolution should be maybe improving your relationship with your family. That's all we all can do, you know.
Yeah.
We all can work on improving.
Yeah, you got that right. Listen, I'm gonna give you an amen on that one. Go ahead.
I think another thing, you know, we all can work on spirituality, you know, and everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. I'm going to quote a little Andre 3000.
Oh,
you
know, Lord.
I think your physical health, you know, just, I ain't necessarily saying die, but, you know, maybe try to eat better.
Gotcha.
You know, maybe try to, you know, find some kind of activity that you like. Just get out and move. You ain't got to go to a gym. You can dance, you know, just walk around the neighborhood. That's what I think is top three.
Okay, all right, okay. You know, some people like to vacuum in the nude for exercise. I get that. I understand that. I can relate. Little things that don't require
much
work.
That
might
work
for some people.
That's a good New Year's resolution for somebody I know.
What, getting naked and vacuuming the house and losing weight?
Yeah. No, I'm just vacuuming in the nude. I mean, we don't really care about the weight. We just care about the vacuuming in the nude part.
Well, some people shouldn't do it because you might make other people go blind. You shouldn't do that unless you got a cataract and you can't quite see the whole picture.
Yeah.
I would recommend that for the scene with 2020. I'm sorry. So, Mario, so here it is. It's 2013. What are your top three resolutions you're going to make for you?
My top three resolutions, my first one is to, you know, continue to try to progress in my career endeavors. That's my first resolution. My second resolution is to improve my relationship with my family. And three is to continue to stay fit.
Okay. You didn't gain any weight? You didn't gain any extra weight this year?
I actually lost weight.
Ooh.
Throughout the year. I lost about 10 pounds.
10 pounds. What were you doing to lose 10 pounds? Tell me.
Well, let's see. I had almost a life-threatening incident. I went to a little dehydration and dropped like 8 pounds in about 3 hours.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah, I never wanted to do that. And that was an experience that helped me realize, you know, I need to start taking care of myself, you know, making sure I eat, you know, eat, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get to running and you get so busy you forget to eat and you forget to take care of yourself, and it was just one of those moments that I got to take care of me.
Well, you have to remember now, none of us are what? I think everybody that's on our crew is 30 and over, correct?
Yeah. Y'all see for y'all.
Listen. Wait. You get to
I'm
a 30
still in my 20.
You still in your way?
I'm still in my 20.
You, where, mentally? Or do you dream about being in your 20s? Which one is it?
You know what? I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to be on the radio.
Well, listen.
I promise this year I'm going to be nicer than I was last year.
But listen, wait a minute. We're talking about the clinical psychology, so we are talking about your mind. So listen, but seriously, none of us are under 30. So that's a good way to look at it because, you know, we can't run around like we did when we were, what, 20? 25. I mean, I look like a hamburger, I gain 10 pounds. You know, if I don't drink a glass of water at a certain time of the day, my mouth dries out. You know, and that's a good way. I guess your body was letting you know something, huh, Mr. Mario?
Yeah. I ain't like how it told me, but hey.
Hey, listen. Anything else you plan on changing? Anything else that you didn't mention that you have to just...
You still going to dance this year? You still going to keep dancing?
Am I going to be bad?
Did I say that? Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
You got jokes. All right. You know what? Hold that thought. You know, I'm Love Child. Love Child there. Darling.
Hello, hello, sweetie. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, babe?
What's going on with you? So.
Fine. I can't complain.
What's up, Lovechild?
Well, y'all, what's up? What's going on?
Well, listen, Lovechild, question. You know what the topic is tonight, right? Making New Year's resolutions that you cannot possibly reach. So are you going to show out this year and make something you know you can't do? Or are you going to do something realistic?
I'm going to keep it minute. I'm going to go small. Something that I know I can accomplish. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go out there, you know, being foolish and make up something that I know I can accomplish. So I'm going to keep it, you know.
Okay, so the question going around the table tonight is, what are your top three? Because Ruthie and I haven't told, you know, at least spoke of ours yet, and we're still going down the list. But before I actually, you know what, let me take that back. Before you tell us what your top three are, could you tell us what you think the top three New Year's resolutions are for 2014?
Losing weight, finance, and spirituality.
What is going on?
You said take a shower. I heard take a shower.
Oh, be quiet. Be quiet. You're so smelly. Take a shower. Take a bath.
That's what I heard.
Take a shower. So I'm telling you, going to let him get away with that? You going to let him get away with that?
No, that's what he said the top three is. I'm not saying he needs to take a shower. That might be the top three, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not in the top three. But I will say one thing. Chris Doss will be very disappointed in you guys. I will say that because, you know, as much as Chris was screaming about money, I hope he's not listening tonight. But he might be a bit, you know, listen. So, Love Child, what are your top three?
My top three is basically, you know, I'm going to start school, so my education, my finance, and pretty much spirituality, closer to, you know, my God.
Okay, that's simple. That's easy to do for everybody. That's good. You know, it's simple. It's simple. You don't have to lose any weight, right?
What now?
You don't have to lose any weight, do you?
No. I'm hitting the gym, but I'm not hitting it like I should, but I'm hitting it, you know, so I just need to tone
I hear it too, bro. Every time I walk past it, I wave. And a lot of times I hit the glass, you know, and knock at the people because I see them every morning, you know.
What? Working out?
When I hit the gym. No, I don't actually go in. I just hit the, you know, I hit the gym. I hit the door.
You hit the door. Walk away. You're so silly. You know what?
Is that not the same? Okay. So he going in. You going
in,
right, Love Time?
Yeah, I'm going in. I'm getting to it. I'm getting to it.
Mario, are you in the gym full time?
I am.
Wait a minute, hold up. You said, I am. Don't listen. You held back a little bit.
I have a different situation. I'm a PE teacher, so therefore I'm actually in the gym every day.
Oh, no, okay, so that's why you're so, okay, so hey, you know what, you got an excuse. You know, okay, I got you. So listen, we're going to go down this list in a second, but I want to just say to the gentleman on the line, you all nailed the first one. Losing weight is the number one. Okay?
Okay.
You guys got that right. Now, the reason why I said religion fell somewhere for you guys was because getting organized. So I'm assuming going to church, you're getting your life and your spirituality organized for a higher calling. Am I right or wrong? That could fit in there, right?
That could work, yeah.
Religion. Okay, so we can use that as getting organized and religious-wise and other ways. Okay, cool. Number three. Spend less, save more. Now, everybody should have got that one.
Yeah.
I would like to say in my defense, but the reason why I didn't say nothing about spending money and saving money is because the other day, the government cut off 1.3 million people unemployment, and, you know, I didn't want to say nothing about it. I know a lot of people not going to have no money as you know, coming into the new year because of that.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people, spending and saving money is really not an option, you know?
Right,
so I
kind
of left that one out.
Well,
that's why I did it.
Well, you know, and you know, I was looking at the 2014 New Year's, the top 10. I said, oh, my goodness. I couldn't, you know, cause, you know, I know you mentioned it to me before, And I've been watching CNN and keeping up, you know, keeping myself abreast of what's going on. It's really a sad situation for a lot of people going into the 2014 new year, knowing that this last few hours that we have, well, at least, what, a day and a half maybe? Well, a day and a half, knowing that who knows who's going to eat. January 1st, you might not be able to buy food or pay the rent. That's crazy.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So that's something to really, though it's a list, you know, we should make light of it, you know, and I do feel for those who don't have the means to go into the next year feeling secure and feeling as though they can, you know, stay abreast in the new year. And I know it must be something. It must be, you know, it's just this profound feeling where, how do I survive in this new world? Because it's a new world, new job market, new everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm sure that might have had a lot of bearing on many people's decision to make a New Year's resolution. And
right.
That may even push some people to the point where they create something that they can't achieve because their situation is so desperate. So
yeah,
that's important that you address that too, you know, because, man, people are doing some desperate things right now, you know?
Yeah, and I do.
Mario? I just want to say, you know, sometimes in life, you know, you just have to weather the storm. You know, you have your ups, you have your downs, and, you know, it'd be rough. You just have to stick it out and learn the lesson to be learned. No.
Well, that's great advice. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, there's so many lessons that this country needs to learn as well because, you know, I'm glad I could segue into this because this country now has put up a barrier between the haves and the have-nots, you know, and there's so many lessons that we've learned from the, you know, the mortgage mess that they had, you know, so many years ago and how many people have been harmed and hurt because of it. Where our dollar bill is, you know, is that, how much is a dollar bill worth now?
A dollar bill? They still have those?
Oh, shut up!
No, I think they got coins now. I think they got $1 coins.
$1 coins. So let me ask you a question: is a euro more than a dollar? So if I go over to Europe,
of course, a euro is like $1.60 to a dollar. So it take $1.60 of our money to get 1 euro or something like that.
Wow.
I think that's the trade rate.
So I think so too. I was trying to. I didn't get a chance to look it up before I came in. Okay. All right. Okay, so listen, number four. I guess because everything has changed in America and in the world, number four is enjoy life to the fullest. Oh,
okay.
My goodness. If I thought I would get a tattoo down the side of my neck that says sexy all day and all night.
You must have a real long neck. That's a lot of writing.
I know. But listen, I'm too old for that now.
You got a
Chris Bosnick. Leave me alone. But no, so I was looking at that. I said, enjoy life to the fullest. I realized that I'm a woman of a certain age now, and I'm like, I didn't get to do this, 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 and that. You know, and I'm going to show up 2014.
So
I'm
this is the best thing about that right there.
What's that?
Enjoy life to the fullest was actually a commandment given. It says, live your life as best you can each day, because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. And
you
so enjoying life to the fullest would be really, that's about your best bet, because, you know, you don't know what tomorrow holds. So I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That's like number one for me.
Well, what, losing weight? What,
I mean,
what
that's
you mean
not a resolution for me. That's just how I roll. I'm going to roll to the fullest every day if I can.
Well, if you don't get to the gym, you will roll. Now, on that thought, number five, staying fit and healthy. Now, I'm sorry. Ruzie, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it because you said you hit the door and walk away. I mean, I'm assuming there's something you wrote. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't mean
funny.
To insult you. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's great. You know what? I could take it all day. Cause that,
really?
I'm trying to work myself into my resolution starting now.
You can take it all day. You better watch what you say.
You better come in, because I was telling you when I.
You better watch what you make that statement.
On Wednesday, I'm gonna turn up.
On Wednesday, you're gonna turn it up.
No, I said I'm gonna turn it up. I'm gonna say I'm gonna turn up. They don't say turned up no more. That's old people say turned up.
I better watch what I say around you, huh?
I'm following what the 12 and the 13-year-olds are telling me. They saying, turn up now.
Let the new hook don't follow it.
Figure it out. Let me know. But that's what I'm going with for the new year.
What's that saying again?
Turned up.
Turned.
Now, don't quote me, but I think they spell it T-U-R-N-T.
And I would pop the piss out of anybody. I'm an English teacher. Don't go there with me.
No, we're not learning English. We don't do English.
What we doing?
We do blacklist.
We out the flavor and we still want to say turn that out. We might as well say eyes again, too.
Oh, my goodness.
We say that.
You know what? That's like throwing red ants down my back. It's like taking your nails going down a chalkboard. You've got to speak as clearly. I can't. How do you guys do it? Turned? My neck is hot. Turned? Well, you know what? On that note, we're going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back with our love child, Mario the Counselor, who's in the house. King Roozy, my co-host, and I'm Dean Lane on Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Pals Radio. Give us a call at 646-200-3838. Press 1. And you know what? Let us know what your New Year's resolutions are. And we're going to finish off the list when we come back. Oh, don't forget, Mastella's waiting out there for us.
Charles Wilson had to say,
what
a woman
won't do,
that's what my woman told me,
man will.
That's what she said,
what a woman won't do,
oh, that's what my
baby
will,
what a woman won't do.
Oh, I thought I was a big time player, but I was making a fool. To love.
what she said. Why me, baby? Somebody, somebody, why me? Oh, Charles Wilson, why me, baby?
Love, Life, and Loyalty. I'm Deanne Lane, your host, my co-host, King Roozy. And,
yeah
we have Mario the Council in the house and Love Child. Gentlemen, did you hear that song by Charles Wilson? What one man won't do, another man will. That's
oh, yeah.
Listen, that should be a New Year's resolution for every woman. What my man won't do,
and how's that make
I'm
you
a,
feel?
How's that make me feel? What do you mean?
How's that make
me feel? Wait a minute, say that again.
What
Mario
said. You said, well, how does that make me feel? Well, one man won't do,
yeah.
Another man will?
Yeah.
Listen, it's like this. I make it very simple. If you don't do the dishes, and I can't do them, I'm going to find somebody else.
You mean you're going to go get somebody to come do your dishes?
No, I'm just trying to, listen. If one person can't fulfill one thing, you must find someone else who can.
How would you feel about that, like him doing that?
Who's him?
Your man, like your man or whatever. How would you feel about your man going and get, like, whatever you ain't doing, you go find another woman to do that? How that make you feel?
I'm okay with that. I got to stay on my job, right? I got a job to do.
Well, on the inside or the out?
Excuse me?
That's not like Mastel, 7 equals 1.
No, listen, guys, no, I was just joking. Listen, I'm a lady. But I was just saying because they're going to have all men on the line. Listen to the song because Charles Wilson, he made me think like, I love it. So listen. Oh, man, y'all got me acting up tonight. You know what? Y'all should be shameless. This is our last show for 2013. So I'm really going to have some fun. So listen, we got five more things on the list to go. We at number six.
What's number six?
I hope you gentlemen are listening. Learn something exciting.
Okay.
Learn something exciting.
I think every woman should go to her arsenal and pull out the weapons and throw them on the bed.
You get to learn something exciting part, though. That's, you gave me some idea when you said that.
Yeah, get learn something exciting. I think every couple, every person this year, if you're still doing the same old from last year, find something new to do this year, whether it's in the bedroom or not, or just go to the museum and learn something new.
Something exciting.
So, okay, if you learn something exciting next year, what would it be? I could tell you what mine would be.
What?
Really?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Being that Mariah Carey walks her dogs in the snow in a bikini, I might actually try that.
Oh, yeah?
I can't
find
my
children. Why don't you YouTube it and then send us the link?
A link? No. That's just a private moment, but it'll be exciting for me.
Mariah's shared with everybody, man. Mariah's shared with everybody love, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is love, God, and Lord. We need Deanne Lane to show some Deanne love.
I'm a lady. I'm a lady. Stop it. You filthy animal, you. I'm someone's wife and someone's mother. I'm a lady.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, you got to walk and sing All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Put the little dog out there, too.
No, my chihuahua don't like cold weather. I got a chihuahua. He wouldn't go outside.
Bring Toto outside. And do your pictures and your music thing.
Wait a minute. I'm going to make this about me. Wait a minute. Hold up. Gentlemen, Love Child, what's the one exciting thing you're going to do this year? Got to do one thing.
Okay. What's the one thing? What now that I'm going to?
One exciting thing.
Exciting thing.
It may not be exciting to you, but it is to me. It's dealing with my education. That's kind of exciting to me.
Okay, you know what? I like that.
But,
yeah,
you know, mainly what I'm focused on. So.
Okay, Mario, what's the one exciting thing you're going to do?
I plan on going to Houston and getting some wings out of a strip club. I heard a strip club got the best wings in Houston.
What? You go to a strip club?
I want some wings. I heard that it's a strip club in Houston that got the best wings.
Oh, you know what? You're going to see Naked Body. You're going to be studying no doggone wings. You can go right there to Buffalo Wings and get some.
No, look. I like wings. I say the best wings in Houston.
I think it's
dreams.
And it just happened to have some bunch of naked women walking around. I hope they wash their hands. All right? I hope they wash their hands. Rosie, what's the one exciting thing you're doing this year?
I think the one exciting thing I'm going to do is, drive a submarine or something. I know,
you know
some,
what?
I got some friends of mine in Canada that have a submersible. I'm thinking
you
about going up
that.
There and kicking with them.
You know what? The FBI is going to be at your front door tonight. A submarine? You
nah,
can't
man,
say that
I
on
know
here.
All them guys, too, man. We cool, man. They don't mess up. I ain't on the
submarine.
List.
Tonight you on the list. Submarine.
I'm not on the list.
There's a list of things you should never say, like submarine, missile, other things.
Hey. Well, keep going.
I'm not going to say anything else after that. Listen, I know my limit.
Let's hear some of the dirty ones.
No, stop it. I'm not going to jail tonight. Listen. You know, you wilding tonight. But exciting for me next year, Reese, what would I do? I want to get my body painted. I want my body painted. I saw a woman in Times Square. She had her entire body painted by this man. I thought it was gorgeous.
She was naked.
She was naked. He painted. He used, some body paint. It was beautiful.
She was naked in Times Square?
Well, she was naked.
No.
I said I could do it in the summer. There's nothing specific about the time of the year. But if that's something I would do, if I went to a foreign city, nobody knew me, and I had permission, that would be something I would consider doing.
So do you paint your face, too?
Huh?
Do you paint your face, too?
No. Well, yeah, he painted the whole, head to toe. It was head to toe. It was beautiful. Beautiful.
What color?
It was like yellows, purples. It was like a lot of pastels. It was just, it was like a collage of different colors. It was gorgeous.
Now, what colors would you have?
You know what colors I would have? Black, white, purple, and, of course, pink.
I'm not going to touch that.
Because I know your hands are dirty.
I'm not going to try to be like I used to be.
Your hands are dirty. Don't touch me because I know your hands are dirty.
I think I'm going to do? I think my exciting thing, I'm going to convince somebody to get put on, like you said, naked with a thong or one of them chaps, like they wear with the booty out, with a beeper, a tool belt, a Mexican hat with a Mexican chain and a beeper, and get them to ride down the street and YouTube them. And we got to do some real daring, though. So I'm thinking about going into City Hall with them.
Oh, my God. You definitely going to jail. All right, number seven.
You're trying to get some views on YouTube.
Oh, you know what? YouTube, naked. Somebody with a Mexican hat on and with a pair of chaps with the butt out? Wow.
Yeah.
You have an imagination.
Yeah, with a Mexican chain and a beeper and a tool belt. With some rollerblades.
Shut up. You're so silly. Number seven. We were all close, and Rosie, you said it, quit smoking. It's number seven on a list of 10. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
well, you know what? Some people just came to the receipt. I think I'm at that point where I understand why quit smoking is number seven.
Why?
Okay, I understand that. Some people just realize it's over. They done came to the really, look, man, it is what it is. The doctor done said the man got half a lung left, okay? His throat done dried all up, okay? His teeth done turned black. He okay with it. You know what I'm saying? If you like it, I love it. As long as you do it over there, you good.
But not when I got to share the smoke. I don't want secondhand smoke in my life.
I'm not sharing nothing. We ain't sharing nothing. I don't want to kiss no ass tree. I don't want to none of that.
you know, a kiss of ashtray. None of that. Listen, yeah. She was pretty. Like if Mario's going to that wing place in Houston, Texas. It's called Dream. Mario better watch out before they knock him out. He'll be kissing an ashtray. Do not do the CeeLo Green. Watch your food. Because, you know, you wind up somewhere, been violated, looking crazy, like, what is this? Okay? So you watch yourself when you leave town. You hear me?
I will, man.
Okay, so, listen, number eight. You know what? I think that you are Rich Money, and Woozy was talking about this in an earlier episode.
Hold on, before we go to number eight, then, I want to go back to number seven.
Number seven? Quit smoking?
Yeah, I kind of understand why it's at number seven, too.
Why?
When you look at what's happening in the state of Washington and Colorado, that's probably the reason for quit smoking.
What happened to Colorado?
They legalized marijuana for recreational use.
Oh my God! Please don't say that.
Colorado is going to be the first state in history in a country, not in history, in the country to allow marijuana for recreational use since before prohibition.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Colorado or Washington.
And they're going to tax it. It's going to be the second highest tax in the state. So I think it's going to be like, you know, the second thing, probably right under gas.
So all the hell raising I've been making with my son doing that, it's going to
hang it up. It's over. You might as well go roll one with him and get it going.
But listen, marijuana, listen, doesn't that affect you somehow physically? It's got to.
Well, I mean, anything you smoke is going to affect you physically, okay? The question would be, see, everybody have a chemical makeup, okay? And some people have just an automatic chemical imbalance. And it's not just a chemical imbalance. I found that it's also a mixture of the chemical and a psychological imbalance. And when those two get together, okay, the person is addicted to anything, okay? They could just start liking flowers, and the next thing you know, their house look like they live in a flower.
Okay.
I saw a lady made, look, real talk, this lady here dreamed was to have her house turned into her trailer home, turned into a gingerbread house, okay?
And
you like it, I love it. I don't want all them ants and all that around my house like that, but she liked it. She started crying.
I ain't mad. Listen, we're going to get down this list. We got a whole lot to go through tonight. So listen, number eight. Okay. It was said earlier today in an earlier show, help others in their dreams. I believe in that.
Okay.
I'm always here to lend a hand for anybody in their dream.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I do.
Yeah. Well, we can move past that. Listen, we can move. What you said, Mario?
I said, I'm in the same boat. I do it every day.
Every day, right? I did it. Yeah, you know, it's sad. I can't even talk about it. I'm not even enthusiastic about it. I know it requires a lot of work, more for me and less for them. So listen, number nine. Now, I'm not happy with this number nine one because it requires you having a headache because you can fall. Listen, number nine is fall in love. I'm serious. I promise I said fall in love. I don't think anybody can fall in love, unless they're young. But once you get your heart broken by that first love, I don't think you ever can truly fall in love again.
You know, they drunk in love. Yeah. I listen to Beyonce.
Drunk in love. But she got a drink messing with Jay-Z. Yuck. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I feel like that's something nowadays that people are starting to consider that to be another tack. You know, falling in love is like you got to ask yourself, can you afford it?
You know? Got that right. Can you afford it?
Oh, you ain't got to amen it. I'm putting it out there.
Okay, thank you.
I'm afraid to get
you
it gonna,
like, listen, if I'm in love, you're going to be straight up with you. So listen, I'm in love with you, and I want to be with you, but you have to have all these ducks in the row. Huh?
Anybody got a flag? Please, somebody throw a penalty flag.
Shut up. No, love is a costly emotion. It really is. It costs money to be in love. Mario,
I don't agree with that because I know people in other countries that don't have no money.
But they
got to
have some type of honey.
They are deadly in love with each other.
No,
when
they're not.
They broke. They don't have no cell phone. They don't have no rig. They don't have no soap. They don't have a lot of stuff.
But those are third world countries.
When you live beyond the money, when you live beyond the money, it still costs more.
Tanzania, I got people in Tanzania, Africa.
Listen, let me ask you a question, Rusi. So here we go back to this whole question. This question is like a century old. Listen, we in love, right? We have no money. We're butt naked, running around the jungle, right? All right. Now,
okay.
I gotta eat. You gotta eat. Who should go? I mean, if I'm gonna be with you,
we got the food, man. You gonna eat, and you gonna eat better than you eat now. All of the food is organic. You're not eating no chicken wings with steroids in it, and then you wonder how you ended up with three sets of bread.
Oh, be quiet. Listen, are you gonna go hunt down? Are you gonna go hunt down our food and cook it, or skin it and clean it for us?
I hunt down food and cook it, skin it, whatever.
And you telling me that love don't cost? So actually, you know what?
I'm
you don't
hunt. Love costs you emotionally. Love costs you emotionally and physically when you have to give yourself for this other person. Now, that I will agree. That's what it costs. But
it's
otherwise, you don't have to have no. I mean, some people feel like they got to have certain things in order to be happy. Now, I'm cool with that. I don't try to judge nobody. Hey, man, you like it, I love it. But a lot of other people never had the opportunity to experience any of the things that we have. So to them, the little things that they do have, man, you could bring them people a goat, and you're going to be King Rudy. You're going to be king whoever, queen whoever, man. A goat? Oh, we going to ride out with this. This dude here is famous. They're going to put a picture of you. Every time you come there, you ain't got to pay to stay nowhere. Now, I'm not going to guarantee you're going to be at the Holiday Inn. But at the same time, you ain't got to pay. Because they don't accept no money. They don't have no money. They don't accept no money. You come to them with money, they're going to say, what is this? What is this?
Oh,
this,
Lord,
this,
have mercy.
You know, trinket? What we do with this set of fire?
All right. Mario Love Child, do you agree? Love does cost in some shape, form, or manner, right?
I mean, it goes cost you. You know, it costs you time. It costs you emotionally. It costs you physically. You know, even if, like you say, you don't have nothing, but you still got to get that time, you still got to put that effort, you still going to have problems, and you got to put the time in, so yeah, it can still be costly.
Yep, Love Child?
Yeah, I think it's going to cost now. I mean, even if it's not with the finances, it's going to cost some kind of way, because it may be some things, you know, emotionally or physically that they're doing that, you know, it's going to cost, so it's going to cost some kind of way.
Gotcha.
It's
gonna cost some kind of way. Gotcha. You know, I think personally, I would love to meet the person who invented the word love, because he shouldn't
name
have a word.
God.
No. Wait a minute. Well, I said the word. I didn't say the emotion. Word. W-O-R-D. Word.
Why you say that?
Because it's just a word that is so overrated. It really is.
It is.
So, you know, let's go to number 10. I'm not going to get caught up. And Mario, okay. And I think Love Child, you said it best. Number 10, ding, 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 spend more time with family. Can we agree? Is that too far down? Is that too far down on the list? Should it be up higher on the list?
I thought it should be higher.
It's what?
I thought it should be higher.
Where? What number? 1, 2, 3, what? Top 5? Top 3?
I think it should be top 5.
Okay. Love Child?
Yes. I agree.
Top 5?
We all should be family oriented.
I got you.
You
want to
ask me that question?
Oh, you know what? I forgot who I'm dealing with.
Okay, I'll tell you real quick my answer, okay?
Good.
It depends on what kind of family you have.
Okay. I'll take that.
True, too. I have to agree with that, too, yo. Because some of them can be some a-holes, dog.
Oh, you got that right. Listen, sometimes I have to go to family's houses with a shovel in the back and a mask. Because some of them you got to dig a hole real deep for and throw them in.
That's why I bought cameras for people like you.
Ah,
I bought cameras for
you.
You
know what?
I got you on CCTV.
No, okay. You did it. You are so silly. You know what?
You and your shovel.
Be quiet. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, because we're going to come back and we're going to talk about, because tonight we are talking about making New Year's resolutions that you cannot possibly reach, but we're also going to come back with the New Year's resolution statistics based on how many people usually make or break their resolutions. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll bring in a few of our callers on hold. We're going to take some calls, 646 800-273-2008. Press 1, and when we come back, we'll be taking calls and have everybody step in. The Marcel's out there waiting for us, and we're going to have a big party. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Go.
You know very well who you are. You're the only one. You got my heart. And you've had a few. Boy, one too many. But I'm the only one to wake you up.
It was all a dream.
I'm in love with the way we get deep, but so personal. You just thought you still get my love, and now you know.
It was all a dream.
Checking my new voice. I'm gonna turn it on this new year.
Please don't do that. Don't hurt
my
ears.
I got a bunch of them. I got a whole bunch of them.
Oh.
One of them is, you're gonna eat that. I'm gonna use that one.
You know what? You're so silly.
I got a couple of them.
But not tonight. We're gonna hold on next. I know you can show out. Listen, we got the counselor Mario. He's in the house, and Love Child still here. And you know who's on the line waiting? OMG, the master. The Marcel
right.
is here. Marcel?
Yes, what's up, baby?
Not much, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I've been paying attention to everything that's going on, and I think I like what King Ruzy had to say about that bikini walking the dog thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what?
Welcome, Marcel.
You know what? I'm not getting nobody's bikini. You crazy. So listen. The Marcel, you know, we got Love Child on the line. We have the Counselor Mario on the line. We got, of course, King Ruzy question. Now, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. You cannot, you know, New Year's resolutions you should not make that are unrealistic, the ones you can't reach. What are your top three New Year's resolutions?
Well, my top three, I'm going to be real tonight. You know, I'm in that zone like that. My first one is to quit pimping and settle down.
What? Wait, what?
What? Just to quit pimping and settle down.
Wait a minute. This is a newsflash. Beep, beep, beep. The mess style is settling down?
Yeah, I've been having days
thinking about it. He's saying he's going to quit pimping and do what? Settle down? Wait, I'm getting old, y'all. Did he just say he's going to quit pimping and settle down?
Please enlighten us, Master.
Well, you know, it comes a time in a man's life after he
I know what happened. I'm sorry. I know what happened to you. You missed shot.
Happened?
You couldn't stand. Oh, you couldn't stand up at attention right on time. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Why you gonna go in on that man like that?
I'm sorry, because that's when men only come on.
Why you gonna try to climb that man?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Master. I'm gonna be quiet.
I mean, it's like that. That's number one. You know, I really want to go ahead and quit all this pimp. I'm kind of like Rosie. You know, I'm starting in advance. You know, because I done told a lot of my flock and a lot of my stable, I said, you know, I'm going to have to go ahead on and trade y'all off, you know what I'm saying, to another group. You know, I'm about to retire. That's
okay.
I'm glad, man. So what you going to settle down with just one stallion?
Well, like I said, it comes a time when you are a pimpian like I am, you know, it comes a time when we reach a certain age, when you're at least 3 decades ago, you know what I'm saying? It comes a time, and, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, taking some truths with a one-on-one situation sometimes, like going to Cancun.
Your lower back hurt, huh? Your lower back hurt? What happened? Your lower back hurt? What happened?
No, okay. See, no, it don't hurt, you know what I'm saying? I still got enough in me, you know, to go around, you know, but it's time at a certain point, you know. I'm an OG in that particular game, so I'm trying to go ahead on and pass that torch to the young fellas. I need me a nice little young protege to go ahead on and take that torch and handle that for me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
God.
All I can say is bow your head, brother. Lord, Lord, please.
Don't talk about the Lord. Don't do that on my. Please, don't mess with God right now, because I'm shocked.
Hey, we need prayer. We all need prayer, baby. We need God. Let's keep him there.
Master, sorry, go ahead, Mario.
Are you gonna find the one that equals 7?
That's my goal, is to go head on and instead of, you know, going and having my 7 that equals 1, I'm going to go ahead and try to see if I can find the 1 that equals 7. We're going to put the phone back around. That's called a reciprocation. You know, y'all school teachers, y'all know what I'm talking about, reciprocation.
Gotcha. I'm just in total awe. He comes up. Okay, so what's your second New Year's resolution?
Well, my second one is to go ahead on and put out some more very good quality Mastel work. I got another book that's coming out the middle of the year. It's called The Definition of Relationships. I've been taking a little time out here and then, and I've been studying a lot of things about society and relationships. And, you know, that's kind of what want to prompt me to want to do the settling down thing, because I've been just taking a look and a very strong analytical standpoint of
You said the word analytical very nicely. It flowed off your tongue. Go ahead.
I'm not going to touch that one either.
I'm looking to develop a book and also kind of develop a few definitions of what I'm kind of looking for in a woman, and then what a woman probably need to be looking for, not just in me, but possibly for everybody to get a common definition, because we all don't have a common definition when it comes down to relationships. Some people
was raised up. Okay, I'm going to cut you a question. In the time between you looking for that woman who has all 7, what are you going to be doing with yourself? You going to be celibate?
No, we ain't going to keep that celibate, because, see, that leads us into number 3.
Okay.
My third year resolution is to top my sex number that I had this last year. I got to beat the numbers every year. See, I'm all about those numbers. I got to beat the numbers that happened this year, and we probably ran at about a cool maybe 2 million. So next year it's got to be at least 2,000,001, you know, at least.
So when you say 2,000,001, I'm not really sure I want to ask this question.
you better.
Is it something that the, what you count, is it something we could talk about on radio, or is it like the numbers you're talking about? What is that, like a sperm count? What is good is that?
It's something that we can kind of disclose. I got a story called Code Talk anyway, because, you know, we all have like different language when we talk around things, but Code Talk is very, everybody has a certain Code Talk when you're talking about certain things. But nevertheless, I'm talking about, you know, when I get that right one that equals that seven, I'm trying to see if I can bend her more than 7,000 ways, you know what I'm talking about?
What about you? Can you bend 7,000 different ways? Or is your lower back hurting?
I don't get bent 7 different ways. I bend.
You don't get what you mean? No, listen.
You say
I'm
he
like,
be posted.
Listen, you about bending somebody over. You know what damn work that is? To bend somebody over?
I got a question for Deanna back there.
Go ahead.
I just been dying to know this.
Wait a minute, Mario, go ahead.
I got a question for you and Mastel, Deanne.
Good.
Mastel was our first guest on the show.
Yeah.
First ever Love, Life, and Loyalty guest, Mastel.
Mm.
And y'all hung out that day. I want to know what that day was like.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, I'm in New York. I find out dude is in town. I said, okay, let me go run over here and let me see who this guest is I'm dealing with. So I'm running up, and I'm coming in. I hate Brooklyn. I hate going to Brooklyn. Nothing against Brooklyn. It's the streets. It's those little side streets. You got to jump on and off. I always have some issues. But I'm coming up. I park. I find him. And I'm looking for this guy in a mask. You know, a mask, you know, because in his book, he has a mask on. So I'm looking for this. You know, I got this vision in my head, the mask fell. Oh, my God. So I get there. I'm like, okay. He comes out. I'm like, dude, really? So we shake hands, and he's a sweet guy. He really is a nice. I have fun. He made me laugh the whole time. We'll tell you no lie. He's a character. Yo, dude is a character. He's a character. And that cherry, you know, you being new with the hat and the cherry, yo, you special, dude. You special.
Oh, yeah. That was a real special picture.
That picture.
I'm thinking about photoshopping that picture this year, too.
You need to messed out. I'm not going to lie, that photo of you with the cherry and your mouth and the hat and the Zorro mask and you're standing there naked, oh, my God.
Well, I ain't see all that. I don't want to see no naked picture of Mastel.
You
got to
see it. No.
I'm good. I don't need a visual. All I need to do... Give me a headshot with him with the mask and the thing in his mouth, and I'm going to run with that. The rest of the body, you can save for your archives or whatever you do with it. Give me the headshot.
But listen, I will say meeting him, I had a ball. It was very nice. He left a big impression on me. I just thought he was very sweet, you know. And he's wild. He's got a wild side.
I think
everybody got a little freak in them.
Not like Mastel.
We vibe very well, you know. I was giving her a copy of my book so that it, you know, she can go ahead and witness the testimony that everybody else who's listening, make sure y'all go get those copies at Amazon.
Oh, I witnessed the testimony, all right. I witnessed. Can I get a witness? Yeah. I witnessed something. I witnessed another seventh wonder of the world.
Yeah, there you go. There it is. She said the number right, number seven.
Oh,
that's 70%. I'm not going to go there.
Well, listen.
But that's
listen,
a good
listen.
Question you asked him, though, brother.
Yeah.
Mario, Mr. Counselor, I'm glad you brought that up. And maybe that's something you might need to sit down on a sofa with them two about. You know what I'm saying? But don't sit close to them. Sit at a distance and make sure you're close to the door because there's two of them and one of you.
Oh, my God. You talking about me, too? Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, what? You talking
like
about
I said.
The shovel? Not the shovel lady with the hatchet and the machete in her back.
For me?
And I had to install cameras for.
Oh, no.
And I got to put a bag on.
We were talking about family members. No, we were talking about family members. Some of them, you need to dig up a hole for some of your family members. Listen, because you have blood that you share, that don't mean it should be your family.
Well, you know, my brother always told me, he said, just because somebody is your family member don't mean they're your friend.
You got that right. Your family first want to get you. So listen, we're going to go down this list right here, guys, real quick. New Year's resolution statistics. Now, I'm going to give you a question. I want somebody to give me a percentage. Okay. Percent of Americans who usually make New Year's resolutions from 1 to 100. What's the percent? I'm going to start with Love Child.
I'd say 45%.
Okay. Okay, Marcel.
I'm going to say probably 23%.
Ooh. Mario?
I'm going to go with 47.
Okay, Ruzy. King Ruzy.
I think about 70% myself.
Well,
I think a lot of people lie to themselves.
We all lie to ourselves. Listen, I say, most people do lie to themselves. I lie to myself every day. I still think I'm 25, but I'm not. Be quiet. So listen, Love Child, you hit it on the nose. 45% of all Americans make New Year's resolutions.
Wow.
Mario, but you were close.
Yeah.
Okay? Here's another question. Percent of Americans who infrequently make New Year's resolutions. I'm going to start with Love Child because you got it right. How many people really just infrequently, back and forth every now and then make resolutions?
About 85%.
Okay. 85%, okay. Marcel, how many infrequently make New Year's resolutions?
I'm going to say 27.
Okay. Mario? Is Mario there? Okay, Marcel. Ruzy. Ruzy.
I said probably like 10%.
Okay, you know what, Ruzy? You hit it on the nail. Okay? I'll tell you that right now.
Sweet.
All right. So listen.
Yeah, because I figure, hey, man, if you ain't made it before, you probably not going to make it again. Or you probably not going to make it. So I don't think a whole lot of people go every year and say, should I do it this year or not? I just didn't get that one.
Okay. All right. So listen, we have a call on the line by the name of Griffin.
Okay,
guys. Griffin. Hello, Griffin. This is Deanne. How are you? Griffin? Okay. We'll come back to Griffin in just a moment if he's there. Okay. Let's go back down here. We're going to do something really cute right here. percent of people who are successful in achieving their resolutions. King Ruzy, give me a number.
Probably, I'm going to stick with 10, man. 10 works for me.
All right. Love Child, how many people who successfully achieve their resolutions?
About maybe 55%.
Okay. And Matt, what happened to you? Where you go?
I don't know.
All right, so listen, Master, how many people actually achieved their resolutions?
About 35% of
them. Mario, how many people actually achieved their resolutions?
I'm going to say about 60%.
Well, I believe it was, who said 11, 12%?
I said 10. I'm sticking with 10.
You stick with 10. 8% of people who make resolutions actually achieve.
Why I say that, y'all know what I base my stuff on? I look back at all the years I've known people and people told me about resolutions, and I don't know none of them that completed their resolution. None of them. Matter of fact, I barely remember resolutions I made.
I agree with you on that.
Listen, I made a resolution one time. I knew I was going to fail, but I said I was so mad. I said, I'm never going to speak to another man again. Oops, I tripped on a few. Listen, it happens.
I already know.
Oh, be quiet. So listen. So now we're going to do percentages of just 1, 2, 3, 4 things. Very simple. Okay? And we're going to, matter of fact, you know what? Pretty much everybody fails. They don't quite make it. Well, the percentages are low. So listen. So let me ask you a question, Mr. Moore. You're the counselor, right? Oh, is Griffin there? Did Griffin ever show up? Griffin?
Yes.
Hi, Griffin. This is Deanne. How are you? Where were you? You were calling after name about 30 seconds ago. Where you been?
I was there. I don't know, something must have happened.
Okay, how are you? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Queens, New York.
Queens, New York. Okay. Okay, now listen, you know, tonight's show is making New Year's resolutions you can make that you cannot possibly keep. So let me ask you a question. What are your three New Year's resolutions that you know are realistic that you're gonna actually throw out there and stick to?
Well, I know number one, definitely gonna finish school. That's
okay. That's good. What school? What are you going to school for, if your mama's asking?
I'm taking up business and administration.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Oh, rule the world, baby. Rule the world. What's your second resolution?
My second resolution, well, including my first, but no, school came in, was to cut out all the negative people in my life.
Very good. You know what?
That's a good one.
I love you for saying that, because you know what? Some people don't understand. You have to sometimes change your friends, change the clothes in your closet, and change your phone number sometimes.
Change your locks on your door.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That was cool.
Change
your
cameras into night cameras.
I like to be quiet. What's your third resolution?
This is the hardest one, but that's why I say this for last, because I always try to do this every year. And somehow it doesn't work out, but I'm going to say I'm going to be trying to eat more healthier than I did in the last couple of years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so how bad are you? How bad are you?
I'm not that bad. It's just that, you know, we know we're supposed to eat. We know we're not supposed to eat. We're supposed to eat in moderation. That's about it.
Right, I got you. You know, the more you try, the closer you'll get. The worst thing you can do is not try, and I respect you for that, you know. Sometimes I tell people, when you know better, you do better. Just keep keeping that in your head. You'll get there, baby. You will. I promise you, you will. So let me ask you a question. What are you doing for New Year's Eve, Griff? What you doing?
New Year's Eve, I'm going to be with my family. We're going to be somewhere safe.
Very good.
And we're going to watch the Apple drop.
All right, that's you know, and that's a question for everybody on the line. I'm gonna ask, I'm Love Josh. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
I'm just relaxing. I don't have anything really planned.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm good to mask up last. Mario, what you doing New Year's Eve?
Going to hang out with some friends.
Some friends. What kind of friends?
As Ruby would say. Turned up rude.
There you go. That is.
Turned up?
Represented.
Wait a minute. What's turned up? I mean, in that reference, how are you referencing that? To women? Your boys? What?
I mean, party and have fun.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a red light moment. Stop. The camera's going to get you flying by. I'm going to have to give you a ticket. What you going out there to do? Mario, I'm talking to you.
I'm just going to have a good time.
You gonna have a good time? You gonna come home? You gonna come home a virgin, right?
Huh? I got a child. It's gonna be hard to come home.
Well, I mean, you gonna come with you when you leave?
I'm not
going
to go there with that one.
Well, listen. When you leave to go out, you're gonna come back the way you came. You're not gonna touch anything that you shouldn't be touching, right?
Nah, I'll be back home.
Good. You better be. Oh my God, I gotta ask this dude this question. Master, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
First and foremost, I'm gonna visit Victoria's Secret, and then I'm gonna make sure I get something nice to flag. I'm gonna bring a friend of mine with me, and I'm coming up to New York. I'm coming up to New York City, right where you at, and we're gonna help you walk your dog.
Oh, you are going to hell! In a hand basket. No, you're not walking on a dog. It'll be 29 degrees up here. Are you crazy? Ain't nothing
hey, that's
come
not
off my
what
body.
You said, sister. That's not what you said. You said you was going to do the bikini thing in the snow.
In
like
the snow.
Right
there's no
with
snow.
The dog.
We don't
you
have any snow.
You're going to YouTube it and send us a link.
You know what? I probably, you know, I got, you know, okay, you know what? No, not on this watch, no. I'm mad. I can't do that.
Hey, we need to get one of them ones that go, boo.
Yeah, now, you know, why don't you get a bikini and walk your dog in the snow?
As soon as I get a dog in some snow, okay.
You know what? You know what you accuse me about, man? You want to show
me? Represent Rich Money in the house, baby. Rich Money in the house.
No, you didn't. I got booed. Who booed? Oh, no, you did. Listen, you know what, you guys? I tell you what. Y'all want to be bad? We can all do this bikini thing together in a pair of stilettos.
No,
you
got to get another. We got to get another woman on the show so y'all can team up. That ain't right.
No. You guys,
that ain't
listen,
right.
Do you
no,
know how hard it is to have a bikini on out in the cold?
Well, I'm not going. I don't even know. I ain't trying to envision it. I'm
you
trying to envision
did.
Somebody else in a bikini,
listen,
not me.
Every man has tried on some woman's garment here and there. Gentlemen, don't lie. Don't lie.
I know what kind of dudes you got in your family, baby. But you and a counselor might need to get together and sit down on the sofa.
No, but you know what? Listen, Mariah Carey, I don't think she walked in the snow with a dog. I don't think she did because she's someone's mother. And listen, that's crazy. That's absurd. Maybe she might have went to the front of the driveway and came right back, but I don't think she walked. Do you think she
it
really
don't
walked?
It don't matter. She took the picture up there.
How do you know that wasn't Photoshopped?
It doesn't matter. She put the picture up there.
Wow. You know,
you
guys... You know, if you fall for that, you fall for that, you fall for anything, right?
He said, this is a present for my fans. I'm going to get naked. My husband on mine. I'm going to put myself half naked up here. I don't even need the dog. We're just going to talk about the dog. The dog is somewhere in the picture, but it ain't in the picture.
Wow. You
feel me?
This man said, it's going to be some dog going on. You know, it's going to be doggy style.
Oh,
I feel like everybody should have a right. Hey, man, if you want to do your thing, man, I ain't mad at you. If she want to get out there with her bathing suit and all that stuff, and they cool with it, they like it, I love it, I ain't mad at you. Then you cannot come to my house with no shovel. I don't care what kind of problems you have, do not come to my door with no shovel, man.
I'm that chick.
I got a line. I don't cross. You know?
Listen, I know. Listen, gentlemen, I won't hurt you. I promise you. Just as long as you keep your hands just... What?
Mm-mm.
I'm a nice lady. I'm really a nice lady.
Mm-mm. You turn me into a doomsday prepper.
You know what? Shut up. You stupid. You know what? And on that note, we're going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back with the crew in the room. And I'm Dean Lane and King Woozy, and the crew is in the house tonight for our last show in 2013. We'll be right back here on Love, Life, and Loyalty.
Everybody get up. Everybody.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page,
maybe I'm going deaf, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm out of my
bitch, but she ain't bad either. Hit me up when you pass through. I give you something big enough to tell your past too. Swag on them when you drag casual. I mean, it's all unbearable. Tell him, 100 years not there would I. Pull a far side, this shit pad me back. I'm nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack me, say that boy your hair like. So I jail watch, hand wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused. Shake it up. Do it like it hurt, like it hurt. What you don't like work? Hey, yeah, yeah, hey. Baby, can you breathe? I got this from Jamaica. It always works for me. Dakota to Decatur. No more pretending.
Talking about New Year's resolutions, and it's the last show of 2013, and we got a little time left, and we can really got a few of our team members on the line and want to start sharing some things from, I guess, over this year. I guess I'll start with, is there anybody out there, matter of fact, who's listening? 646-200-3838, press 1. Anybody who dare to call in and give a shout-out to somebody they are truly thankful for, have loved and cared for this year, and hope to kill love and care for them the next year, please. You know, Mr. Childress, I know you listening. He knows who he is. Oh, sir, this is Deanne. I want to say to you, I always think about you. You know I'm thinking about you. I want to make sure you knew that before the year ended. Okay? But I want to just ask everybody a question. You know, what's the one thing from this year you can walk away with that you're going to take into the new year as a lesson learned?
Well, if I had to answer that, I would say, you know, my New Year's resolution last year was to push my album and, you know, really take the whole album, get the video done, get all the videos and everything done by September. Excuse me, I didn't make it to September. I actually finished like in October, but I did, you know, God did bless me to be able to see all of those things that I set forth to come into fruition. But this year, I'm not going to do that this year. This is going to be a different year for me. I'm not rolling like that. You know, I'm not going to have those kind of goals like that. You got to add some change in there, you know?
Right.
When things change, you got to change. So I done made some changes, and I don't feel it necessary to have those same goals this year.
Gotcha. So you've grown a lot, I'm assuming.
I guess you could say that. You know, I really only had like one resolution, but it's got parts to it and stuff. And you know, it's really just being real and accepting what's really going on, the truth. You know,
yeah.
A lot of times people put in their mind, they think something else is going on, but in reality, something else, you know, reality is going on. So what I'm saying is, like, for example, obesity. Every year, you know, America is, like, known for obesity now. We like the superstars of obesity. Every picture you see of Americans overseas is heavyweight people, okay? I'm not tripping on heavyweight people. I love heavyweight people. I love thin people, okay? Well, what I'm saying is I'm going to start accepting it. So instead of encouraging you to lose weight, I'm going to start just keeping it real, encouraging skinny people to gain weight so that we all could look alike, because more heavy people than there are skinny people. So let's keep it real, be a family. I'm going to start eating more, try to get a little bit weight up.
Oh, stop it.
And I'm going to encourage you to do it.
No, yeah. Absolutely not going to happen.
That's one thing I'm going to do. That's how I'm rolling. That's one. Now, why?
So you're going to encourage people to gain weight. You encourage people to gain weight.
I'm going to encourage people, yeah, because that's what they're doing anyway. See, here's what they do. They say, I'm going to go on a diet this year. That's going to be my New Year's resolution. All the people I know. Now, that's not everybody. That's just the people I know, which is probably small. Okay, so they say, I'm going to go on a diet. So then they New Year's Eve, they eating, they doing their thing. New Year's Day come, they on their diet, right? The day after New Year's come, they still on their diet. By Saturday, by the weekend, man, New Year's is over, man. Okay, and that's real talk. So I'm okay with that. You feel me?
Okay,
but the other thing I want to do is, here's the other thing I want to do, y'all. All right? I'm going to start selling dogs, those Alaskan dogs they have up there pulling them sleds and stuff. I'm going to start marketing them dogs for sale to people who don't have a car that have to push the basket from the grocery store. Now, you get them dogs, you tie them dogs to the front of the basket, and you stand on the back of the basket, you don't have to push the basket no more. I think that's going to be a marketable thing this upcoming year with a lot of people not having cars and stuff. What you think?
Now you're acting special. I got it. I understand. I do.
Is that a yes or a no?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I hear noise in the background. Who's that noise in the background? Who is it? Check yourself.
That
everybody
sounded like
still.
A cow.
Stand still. Shut up. Got a cow blowing on their neck. Be quiet. Okay, everybody stand still. Okay, good. Okay, so I know it wasn't me. I was twisting around. Okay, so is that the Mastel out there? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's Mastel.
Mastel, what have you learned from this year that you could take in to the new year as a lesson learned?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that because what I'm gonna take from what I learned this year, and it's going to go in the book too, is learning how not to turn my back on my family and not to turn my back on really anybody, especially somebody that has supported me, somebody that has been there for me. Turning your back, there's three things that can happen when you turn your back on your family. And the things that I learned this year about that is, number one, you make it easy to get screwed from behind. Number two, it makes it easier when you turn your back on your family for you to get stabbed in the back by an element of evil or a stranger. And number three, you make it easy for you to fall flat on your face when you turn your back on your family. There's no one there to catch you when you fall forward because you turned your back. But turning your back on family, and especially people, I do believe that people need to learn to honor the source because you never know when you're going to need that source again.
Yeah, never burn a bridge. You never burn a bridge.
Nah.
And you never walk down a bridge backwards because you never know if there's a crack and you may fall in or through or over the side. Be quiet. Don't, that make me sound like a spaz.
Look, your childhood is okay with me. I'm not going to trip on you. What them people made you do walking backwards down bridges and stuff, man, standing there with a little thing on your head and all that. I'm cool with it.
And you were made to kiss the ugly girl in the group when you couldn't get, when you were the only guy who couldn't get a girl. Okay, so now, Roozy, you going to kiss her? Because if you don't, we're going to beat you up. And that's the chick with the snot laying on her lip. You got to kiss her whole face.
Snot is, that's protein.
And you nasty, shut your mouth.
I know you ain't talking.
Mario, what is the one thing you learned this year that you're going to take into the new year as a lesson learned?
For me, it's perseverance. Just as situations arise, develop a plan and try to work your way through it. you know, President's in there and stressing and fretting over what went wrong and what you did. You know, at the end of the day, you still got to come with a solution to the problem. And I wanna go off of what King Ruzi said. You know, he said he got one New Year's resolution. I think that's what's wrong with a lot of people is they got 3, 4, 5 New Year's resolutions. Make one and come up with a plan for how you're going to accomplish that one.
Okay. Love Child, listen, I can hear that noise. Who is it?
I don't know.
I would love to get my hands on you. All right, Love Child, you there?
See what I'm saying? Where the flag's at? Somebody got a flag, please. Somebody, please.
I got it on that one.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Love Child, are you there, honey? Well, I'll get back to him in a minute. Okay. That's that noise again. Hello? Is that noise again?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, adjust your tune yourselves, please. Technical difficulty. It's the last show of the year. Y'all really showing out tonight.
Y2K, man. Y2K.
Y2K, right, showing out, right? Let me see. I asked the Mastel. I asked Mr. Mark. I didn't get Love Child. Love Child, you there? No. Well, I guess I got to go to myself. I, you know, the one thing I'm going to take into the new year, go for it. Go on for every dream I've ever had as a writer. That's it.
Just as a writer?
Just as a writer. I'm going for my dream. I always wanted to be a successful novelist, and that's my only objective.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Your resolution from last year, what was that one like?
Oh, man. If I told you, I'm embarrassed. I took a notebook and wrote down 20 things.
Really?
I ain't make
plans. How'd it work out for you?
Not good. I don't know what a notebook said, so you know it didn't work out good. So I learned some things. Take everything in moderation, but more importantly, you know, the time and place where you have to start to live the dream. Because everybody was put here for a purpose. You need to find out what that purpose is. And at some point in your life, you have to lay down everything else around you and make that one purpose a priority. And
just make it a good purpose. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's always. It has to be a positive purpose. I believe that. So,
yeah.
I mean, not like I'm going to go to Victoria's Secret and get something. Is it all black? That's all? You want a Victoria's Secret, right? New Year's Eve?
It is.
Okay. Listen. See, Mastel, the pimp, right? I call him the pimp. And,
all right.
Okay. So I just say this year is that year where the writer in me gets to actually be who she was meant to be, you know? And between the gym and between being a wife and a mother and a doggy mom. I'm a doggy mom. Yeah, my baby.
Really? Are you now?
Excuse me?
I said, are you now?
My
chihuahua. What else you got in that house?
My chihuahua.
What else you got in the house?
What you got
in the basement? What you got in the basement?
Now I don't have any dead bodies.
Sure about that?
Listen,
you don't live in Amityville, do you?
No, I do not live in Amityville.
Oh, okay.
I live in Queens.
I'm just checking. Oh, that's right.
Queens.
That's right. Yeah.
That's where the Queens come from. So, I say, you're
not
coming to America,
that
right?
I'm going
to
let that one ride.
Listen, what did Eddie Murphy say when he was coming from Africa, Uganda? I'm going to Queens to get a queen. Listen, you know what? You guys are no fun. You know, men are no fun. You know, unless a woman is in a compromising situation, that's when you guys are the most funniest. When y'all
really
want something from you. Yeah, and that's the one thing I'm going to say. You know what? Yeah. You don't even notice a man, when he really likes a woman, he smiles extra harder, and he knows he's going in to get something, like, you know, like the little extra kick it up a notch. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Man, you be meeting some weird dudes, man. They don't roll like that down here. We ain't going to be hitting high with you, man. We going to be like, look at him. You need a ride, get in the car. Let go.
You know what? That's it,
man. Ain't all that stuff you talking, we got tape for that.
You know what? Love Child, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Listen, what's the one thing you learned this year you're gonna take into the new year that you know that's gonna be a lesson learned?
most definitely I would have to say managing my finances. Managing my finances because I had went from rock bottom and I'm now, you know, getting myself back together. So I say managing my finances pretty much. That's,
you know what? Chris Dallas is out there jumping up and down and screaming right now. Somebody's listening. Somebody's going to listen to what I have to say. And I have to say to you guys, you know, finances are very important because, you know, we talked about earlier on in the show about the how many people is it really? 1.3 million people?
Well, they said I saw two things. I saw 1.3 million people and I saw 1.9 million people.
Wow.
But it's like almost a million people in California, 900,000, I think, or something, just in California by itself. So,
wow.
You know, across the nation, there's going to be a lot of people. If they don't hurry up and do see it, and I'm glad you asked that question because it was something I wanted to say earlier. That's real serious. People don't realize this one thing, man. When you have some people say, well, I don't support working, and then all these people not working, and then my tax dollars are going to give to them. Okay, that's cool. You're not wrong in your feelings, I feel. If you earn your money, you should have a say-so of where your money goes. That's but we entrust the government to do the right thing. I mean, good luck with that. So nevertheless, the point I'm trying to make is this. When you have people suffering, okay, everybody remember this, no matter how much money you have or you don't have, if you're in a place where you're not suffering financially, but the majority of the people in your your area are suffering, they're hungry, whatever, they don't have food, whatever, always remember, in a hungry town, the fat man becomes the food.
What do you mean by
that? That's what I'm going to ride with. I mean that when people run out of resources and they become desperate times call for desperate measures. History has taught us that. And if we fail to look at history, then we will repeat it again. And when you have hungry people out there, you got 500 hungry people that's hungry right now, and this dude over here riding around in his Benz, his house looked nice, he got all his guns and everything like that, he can't shoot 500 people. And he got the food. Everybody hungry. Okay, we're gonna storm his house. Whoever make it, we're going to split the food. That's how it works. It works like that. If you don't believe me, you could go to any country in the world. You go to Mexico and look at how they roll. Even the people who actually have jobs there, like that work for the government and stuff, they have jobs. They may be like insurance commissioners or something like that. Them people walk around with guns. I mean, I don't mean like, you know, hide it under their shirt or nothing. I mean, like, this dude walking around with an AK or this other guy's walking around with an AR. And he got a 9mm or 45 strapped to his waist. Why? Because people kidnap him and use him for ransom. In a hungry town, the fat man becomes the food. And that's why when Americans go to Mexico, a lot of them get kidnapped in other places, too. So do you get it now?
Okay, I won't be going to Mexico anytime soon. Thank you for that Harvard story. I appreciate the truth,
I'm just keeping it real. That's reality, man. I told you this year, baby, I'm looking at accepting the truth and embracing it more. You got to look at reality for what it is.
Okay, okay, that's, and there's nothing wrong with that. Anybody else want to accept anything in reference to the truth this year?
Yeah, the truth. I got to speak the truth. You know, I got to talk about the truth.
You're still a pimp.
No, the truth is, you know, if she's staying about 5'5", 5'6", you know, and she got it round, you know what I'm talking about, and that's the truth. And, you know, if she the truth, I got the truth to tell. I want to tell the truth, the whole truth, like Robert said, promise.
Mario, you know, love child, can y'all help me out with this? Listen, the mass style requires restraint. You need to be restrained. I mean, really? Get a gurney and strap
I'm
you down to your feet. Go ahead, Mario.
Yeah, we should be proud that Mastel is actually considering settling for one right now. So I'm just proud of that. Right now, considering where he was two months ago when we first started this show.
I know. But he's still acting up. Listen to him. Master, really?
I mean, you say about the truth, you know, the first thing coming to mind is, if she wants to tell the truth or she wants to show me the truth, I would like to see the truth.
Time, man. You know, your New Year's resolution should be, I need to be set free with the truth. That should be your thing, bro. You need to be set free with the truth.
But
about 3 times a day. I need to hear the truth 3 times a day.
Wait a minute, Bob. Wait a minute. You came on and said your New Year's resolution was to do the following: settle down with a woman who has all. Is it set with a woman with all seven? Seven? Is that how did you put it?
That's right. Turn the 7 equals 1 back to 1 equaling the 7.
What type of math class did you take?
Me and Fred Simpson went to school together.
Huh?
I got Fred Simpson mathematics, you know.
Oh wow, you're special.
You and Fred Seven went to school together, but you thought you were 25 now.
But I was reincarnated.
Oh. So who were you? You'd be Grady? You were Grady from Sanford and Son?
That's right. I reincarnate. Every 20 years, I reincarnate, and I start back 19 again. And now I'm back at 27. So, you know.
Wow.
That's what happens when you have pimpian in your blood, but you can control it.
Pimpian. Can a woman have pimpian in her blood?
No.
Somebody said no, and someone said
she can't.
It's going to be weak. What do you mean it's going to be weak? What'd you say?
She got the X chromosome.
Oh, God.
I'm just making that up, y'all.
I know. You're being true. Special. So, Master, a woman, she can have the pimpian in her system, right?
She can have a little pimpian. I mean, they got a lot of strong women that know the truth. She got to have the truth on. She got pimpian in her blood. I've seen it.
So, let me ask you a question.
Can you see it in her eyes?
Okay.
I was asking myself, can you see it in her eyes?
Yeah, well, I mean, can I fit in her eyes? Oh, yeah, I can fit in her eyes.
You a mess.
See, they call me like I'm like that all-purpose cleaner. I'm the all-purpose.
Do I need to wear gloves? Presence, are you harsh? Are you damaging to my skin that I need to wear gloves?
Oh no, I'm not damaging to your skin. I'm telling you, you gonna accuse me over some.
I would go ahead and make your dip on that. Looking at the form and operation of the reproductive system of the general female of the human species. I'm going to beg to differ that he won't do something to your skin.
Thank you.
Normally, when women get pregnant.
I don't think Master can make more babies. You can't.
Well, the pregnancy, that's for the younger crowd. That's for the young crowd that's trying to understand things.
Because, you know, you're not shooting off like you used to. You know, you used to shoot puppy water, and then you shoot dog water. Now you're shooting what they would call fire extinguishing.
I shoot what they call Samson fluid. Samson fluid. My stuff is strong.
To who?
It's strong to whoever is blessed with it. But see, I take my precautions in doing that because, you know, getting a kid and having pregnancy and all that, that's a very important thing.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you a question. Now that we're talking about that, do you normally suit up when you go into your stable, being you have to deal with so many of your, so many of your different, women in your stable? Do you suit up?
If it's a newcomer, yeah, but then once I get everything all situated,
please,
and like
don't
I said,
what? You take you
like
what?
I said, she gotta have the truth. And if she the truth, and she got the truth, I want her to be completely honest, and I'm gonna find out because I got a special sense as a pimpian to be able to see things that others can't see.
You know what? I can't.
So all you gotta really do is have. See, the problem why this is why you can't. See, Mastel and I went to school with Mastel a long, long time ago when we both were like little kids studying the general knowledge of pimpyism. And when
you
learn this pimpyism,
you joke,
and
no,
pimpology,
Uzi, you're joking.
Am I lying, Mastel? Am I lying or am I real? Okay,
yeah,
when you study pimpology, Okay, pimpology and pimpyism. See, I don't really talk about pimping a whole lot because I don't really consider myself no kind of pimp. But I do dabble, okay? I have dibbled and I have dabbled in the past in pimpology and pimpinism. And the structure of pimpinism is all based on the fact that I said, like, when we were talking about the red flag show, in a relationship, somebody always have the ups, is what I like to call it, the ups. So one person got the benefit or the relationship, and the other person trying to keep up.
Oh, God.
You feel me? That
no,
is a
your
general,
hands are dirty.
That's
your hands
a general rule, but that's a general rule right there of pimpyism. Am I lying, Miss Dow?
He's telling you exactly what pimpy. I believe you might be related to me some kind of way because you speak pimpian language. You know, pimpian is a language.
You know, hey, you're born into it. You're born into it. You know, I didn't make myself.
Ruzy, King Ruzy.
Now, why here come the hate? Now, why I can see the whole other side of the phone heating up. Go ahead, Dan.
Ruzy, I want you to go to your room. I want you to stand in the corner for 2 minutes and come back. Because you
hate all that. Wow.
Because Mario would never speak like that. Neither would Love Child. Pimpianism.
No, but see, it's not a matter of that. It's the question is, the knowledge base is what my point is. Okay? The actions is up to the person. But to have the knowledge base of how pimpology and pimpyism works. Okay?
No, stop. This is
Real talk.
The last show. Good. Real talk next year.
Look,
listen, 2013 is our last
show.
You,
I'm accepting the truth this year.
What the year is out here. No.
And you know what? And to keep it real, that doggone thing where he said he going to Victoria's Secrets tomorrow night, that might not be that bad of an idea.
You know what?
You're
going to
be in the
you
city.
Know what?
You're
going to
be
know
in
what?
The city, master, in the city, at Victoria in the city.
You know what? I'm ashamed of you. You
might have
what?
To meet you at Grand Central Station. I'm in Atlanta right now.
That's
but
all right, boo boo. I will
if
not
I
be
use
out.
The rules of pimpianism, pimpology, I could probably be there in an hour.
I might change my New Year's Eve plan to go hang out with King Ruzy.
Yeah, you need y'all mean to y'all don't come to New York because I will have you guys chased up out of here. Can't have all three of y'all here. Y'all are crazy, but listen.
That would be so funny, man. I would love that. I say we do that for the new day. Let's make a team resolution, y'all. Here's what I propose. All in favor say aye. I say we all get together, meet up at Deanne's house,
oh, God,
party
no.
like rock stars
nay.
For the new year.
Nay. Nay.
I heard five yeas and one nay. So
nay.
The team overrules according to the book. Somebody record this.
You know what? I'll pack my family up and lock my doors and set the alarm and just like, we not in town.
That's okay. That's
no.
okay. I'm going to
no.
let Mastel go into his book. And pull out the pimpology of what happens when the female locks her door and turn her alarm on.
Stupid. Shut up. Listen. This is the last show of 2013. I have to say I've been having a ball, and I want to say I'm blessed to have met everybody and got to know everybody, and you know I've had a few ups and downs here and there in my personal life, and you know. You know, my other child of public life, you know, things are going on. And I have to say, you know, you guys are the crew. And I'm feeling y'all. And hope we hang out for a minute before y'all get too old. And y'all, you know, you have to go in before sunset because you can't see because you're cataracts, you know. So I'm hoping for a long relationship.
Yeah. I'd like to see if I could. I'd like to send a shout out to Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio.
Definitely.
And everybody on our squad, Mario, the counselor, my man Love Child,
Chris Dow,
Chris Dow, the financial genius. You
Leah
know,
Page.
I like to get you,
Leah Page.
Leah Page, the producer, Deanne Lane. You know, I like to show all y'all love and appreciation, man. Tell y'all
send
how much
flowers.
I appreciate
send me flowers.
Y'all.
Send me flowers.
I'm going to go ahead and say no. But then again, go back to what I wanted to say, is that if anybody, whether you part of the team on a radio show or you're listening in on it, and you need help with your project, if you're into entertainment some form kind of way, you're trying to get your stuff out, or even if you're not, link up with us some kind of way. You can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, or you can hit Dan Lane up on Facebook and or Twitter, and or the Mastel, or any of the guys on the show.
Mario,
we'd be more than happy.
Even
if you have music or something like that, you're a new artist, you could contact Rich Money at GQ Palace, send your stuff there so we could get it pumping up on the other shows. You know, so I want to put that out there because we have a lot of fan base people who call in and they want to put their stuff out there. We want to help them get their stuff out there. We just need to get it to the right avenue. So link with us some kind of way. Link with one of us, and then we'll help you get your stuff turned up.
That's you know what? Couldn't end of the show pretty much like that, other than with you, dude. I appreciate it. You know what? That's a beautiful thing to throw out there for next year for new up-and-coming artists. And our doors are open to them. And again, GQ Palace, thank you for having Dan Lane and my crew. I appreciate you guys, you know, hanging with me, putting up with me. And Rich Money, appreciate you, you know. And 2013, guys, it's going, almost gone. And anybody got any last words? Because I'm done. Go ahead.
This is Mastel. I got to say thank you to really Rich Money and you, Deanne Lane, for real, for giving me this blessed opportunity for me to be able to, you know, reach out to my fans, my supporters, and also the young Pimpians that are coming up in age and they have the case. You know, I like that. And everybody, get an opportunity to go to Google Books and just type in the word sex play, and that's one word with two X's and two Y's, and I'm going to prompt you to have an entertaining moment with that book. The next book is not going to be the same way. It's going to be a more serious book about relationships, and I also want to say thank you for everybody on it, and I also want to wish everybody a very, very happy new year. Please don't do the same thing you did last year or the year before, because when you do the same thing, you wind up with the same results.
Ooh, very sharp. Mario. Mario, any last words for the new year?
First of all, I want to thank Rich Money, GQ Palace, UDN Lane, and Paige for this opportunity, King Ruzi for becoming a part of the show. I also want to give a big shout-out to all our guests that we've had on the show.
Yes.
My other co-host, Chris Dowd, Love Child, Osmond Childress, Sergeant Grant, all the people that have been on the show. And I look forward to progressing with this and seeing how far I can go with it. I also want to say shout out to all the teachers.
Oh, yes.
Because teachers don't really get the respect and the love that they deserve. So shout out to all the teachers that mentoring kids and sacrificing their time for kids.
Gotcha.
I like also like to say, man, that's very good, man. I'm glad you said that. I also support all of the teachers. I support education, anybody that's involved in education.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. You know, being a former teacher, I appreciate that. You know what? That was sweet. Thank you.
Thank
you, sir. Any last words, let y'all?
Okay, I just want to say thank you to Rich Money and GQ Palace, and you also, Dan Lane. It's a blessing to have this opportunity. A lot of people just don't know the blessing that was laid in front of me. It's a blessing, and, you know, you got to stay grounded, and you got to stay focused, and just everybody keep your head up. No matter what you're going through, everything will be fine. So, you know.
There it is. And we're going to end.
Wait, Dan, one more.
One more,
Master.
You know what
we do?
Go ahead.
All I want to do is I want to shoot this one out for the next show. We never show. I'm calling the truce with Miss T.
Really?
Calling for a truce with Miss T.
Okay,
we need
you know,
Sam Cook. You got Sam Cook. A change is coming.
I don't know what's going on. Miss you and Miss T. All right, you know, we're going to make that happen. We will. I tell you guys what, We're going to go ahead and begin. We're going to wrap this show on up. I'm Deanne Lane, and I want to say to everybody, would you have a great new year? And no matter what you're going through, remember, life has the ups and downs. As long as you believe, you will always make it through, that there's a good ending to anybody who's ever put the positive feel out there. And with that, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Deanne Lane.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Boy, I can't do it.
All right, we'll see you guys next year. We out. All right now.
What we going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
Hello.
Yo. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hello. Hello. Yeah, guys, listen. We'll touch base tomorrow.
Baby girl, go do your thing.